Blog Talk Radio.
You're going to share the love of who he is and what he does. You're going to share the word, but you're not going to browbeat somebody with the word. You're just going to share it with them. You're going to listen to them first. And yesterday was one of those days that as I listened and then I was able to give him a sound answer. And I thank God for sharing this with me because it has changed my life tremendously and my family's and my church family. And it's changing people's lives tremendously all around the world. And that's what's exciting. I'm telling you, it's exciting to watch what he's doing with this principle. All right, let me pray and then we'll get started here. Father God, I thank you and I praise the name of Jesus for yielding to you, Lord, letting you be Lord, letting you be King over this body, over this tongue, this lips, because they belong to you. And I give you the freedom to use them this morning and every day for your glory and your kingdom, because that's what they were created for. So it's for that very purpose, to communicate with you. And so I thank you that you loved us enough, thought about us enough, to teach us this word and this principle that you've taught me. What a life-changing experience that I've been flowing through with this. So as we go forth this morning, let it be an experience for those who are listening, Father God, so they can enjoy you as we have enjoyed you for the last 10 years and continue to enjoy you for the rest of our lives as you continue to give us more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding fully of your business and what we should be doing. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Listen, I'm looking for 1,000 people, for 1,000 people that will give a month. I'm looking for 1,000 people that will give $50 a month to help me and Build the Foundation Ministries, Build the Foundation Church, to get this gospel out. That's a small number in the amount of people that listen to this show. A small number. So through that, I'm asking you. I know there's over 1,000 people out there. $50 a month. because we're a listener-supported ministry. And through that, when you become partners, you participate in every blessing that comes through this ministry. Just as we participate in Jesse and Kathy, the Planises, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, the Moores ministries, we get blessed for every soul they get saved because we participate. So I'm asking you. I know there's right now 1,000 people out there that make $50 a month. That's a small amount. All of us working together becomes a large amount so that we can get this gospel out. Not everybody has the internet. So we have to do other things to get the message out. And that's what we were created for, was to work together, because the scripture says that when you give, you give freely, and it also says that it'll be pressed down, shaken, running over, that men will give unto your bosom. So that's the principle. As men give, it continues to go. And God gave the greatest gift of all, which was his son. And what a gift it was. It was an awesome gift. And it's still given. It never stops giving. It's always given, always given. You know, the fun part about all this is that we watched through our giving, we watched in 5 years, we came completely out of debt, except our house. Why? Because we did what the Bible said, just to owe no man nothing but to love them. And so we worked hard for 5 years, got that done, now we're working on the house. You say, well, why isn't the house paid for? Well, you got to live somewhere. But guess what? That's next. Why? Because the scripture said that God would give us houses that we didn't even build. So we'll see this one paid for this year. Step it out in faith this year. And we're going to see all these things. Also, too, we're going to see those 1,000 people give $50 a month. Every month. Watch this ministry grow and touch lives. Because this principle that God showed me and spoke to me about works and brings peace and joy and happiness unto you. It's amazing what it does when you show up every day. You go to Philippians 1, verses 3 and 6. And before you go there, we made this as simple as possible. You can go to the website, BAFCI.org, and you can go directly there. And we thank you for your giving. We thank you. We couldn't do it without you. Wouldn't want to do it without you. You know, we learned something at the visionary meeting this last week, a couple of weeks ago, with Jesse and Kathy. And what a beautiful couple they are. That, you know, let us be your number two. You know, you always need someone to pray for you. And to know that someone's praying for you just gives you a sense of security, knowing also that we have your vision. And so let us be your number two. When you're there and you're praying by yourself, you'll know you'll have someone over here lifting you up, reading this Proverbs out every day over you. And when you have that comfort knowing that someone's praying for you, you see, when you let us be your number two, when we get to know you and through the vision and through your giving, you will see God move mountains. Why? Because the Bible says where two or more gathered, he's in the midst of us. And if we come together, one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. So if we put all these ministering angels to work, who can be against us? No one. Why? Because the word goes out, the principalities and darkness run because the word is moving. There's nothing that can stop the word. The only thing that can stop the word is you, through doubt and unbelief. Or you let your tongue go somewhere it doesn't belong. Philippians 1, verses 3 and 6. I thank my God every time I remember you. And all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ. See, we know this for a fact because I have watched him from the day I made this journey from heaven to earth. Now, you heard me right. I have watched him. And if you want to, you just go to Proverbs 8 and you'll see it. It's in there. I have watched Christ. I have watched God Almighty, the Alpha, the Omega, work this word day and night. And it has accomplished it. It has accomplished everything that it was sent out to do. It has not come back void to him at all. You see, because God cannot lie. Man can lie to you and promise you all kinds of things. And the reason they promise you all these things are because they have a need. And they've got just enough knowledge of the word that they misuse it. And so their faith and their belief system isn't completely where it needs to be, but because they've decided to be men with a little bit of wisdom, a little bit of knowledge, and a little bit of understanding, they go forth and they say, in the name of Jesus, God told you to do this. Okay? And then they promise you all these things. Well, that's why God said, I'll make man a liar. See, because what happened at that very moment, you changed the direction of the word for your own self-gain. I don't have to do that. Because I understand fully. I have confidence. I believe when he says that he will finish the work that he began in me. And that my latter years will be greater than the beginnings. And I understand that principle because in the beginning I'm learning. And yes, I'm going to make mistakes. Because, see, you also learn from your mistakes. See, mistakes are not failure. They are in the world, in the world's eyes. But mistakes are not failure. Because, see, if you're not willing to make a mistake, you're not going to learn. I've made many mistakes, but I've learned things. I've always learned something through it, but one thing I do know is I never go back there and do it again. I've learned that. But in the last 10 years, when God came to me and he said, go teach my people to be sound, I asked him, what is it that you want me to do? Because I was looking for that soundness in my life. I was looking for that. Because if you said, here you are, you will carry this to completion until the day of Christ returns. Well, see, I understand that we were already complete, but there's a completion that's coming. Christ is coming again. Don't know when, but we do know he's coming. But until then, I will occupy until he returns. But I know with confidence that he's going to complete everything that he has planned for me. Why he tells you that in Jeremiah? He says, I've got a plan for you to be successful, not to harm you. And so when you look at these scriptures and you get down here and you see in verse 3, he says, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on till completion until the day of Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. For whether I am in chains or in defeat and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. See, and this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and in depth and insight. Those are also in knowledge and wisdom and understanding, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that came through Jesus Christ to the glory and the praise of God. That's why this is so important. Even no matter what I've been through, just as Paul, Timothy, going through all the things they've gone through, you've gone through it too. You see, we all go through these things. And so, in the beginning, I made a lot of mistakes. But in my latter years, you see, my prayers for you are fervent. They're diligent, because I show up every day. Where do I show up when I arrive to the other side? Is I know what to do when I get to the other side. I know exactly what needs to be said that morning to God. I don't have to question it. I don't have to think about it. I just know the principle, and I show up in it, and I give it to him, and he returns back everything that he had planned for me on this very day. I know this, and I see it every day, just like yesterday. There was three different times I was sharing the gospel. And when I gave them the principle, it was like, wow, I've never heard this. It was right there. It's all from the scriptures. Nothing new. It's all right there. It was just unveiled to me, because I kept asking God, I see your people. They're not sound. They're always wailing. They're always crying. There's no peace. They're all... You got everybody out here promising this, promising that. These are end times. Everybody's doing something, and it's bringing nothing but fear. There's no one giving you anything that will settle you down to know that God is going to complete what he started in you. He's going to. I just read it to you in Philippians 1, 3 through 6, and the rest of that verse. the fun part about all this, folks. Jesus. That when you know, it doesn't matter what's going on out here. It doesn't matter who's going to be president. It doesn't matter. Why? Because God is going to do what God said he's going to do until completion. He said he'd do it. And God cannot lie. And he will do it. He will accomplish it because he is Lord. All right. Now watch how he does this. And this is what you do when you get on the other side. This is why we do it every day. I've learned to share the gospel, just like I told the young man yesterday. See, I know what I'm going to do when I wake up this morning. When I wake up on the other side this morning, I know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to share the gospel, the love. I'm going to let you know that we are faithful. We're going to show up every day with you. We're going to love you. We're going to pray for you every day. And I mean that. Why? Because I've learned I'm going to show up on the other side and I'm going to give you the reading of the Proverbs every day. And every day I read this word out of my mouth, it covers everyone that is created in the image and the likeness of himself. Everything that looks like me and you. God takes care of everything. So when I give him back this sound answer, he now has, because I've given him the authority to govern over his people. You read that, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So guess what? Earth has to give it to heaven, so it'll be the same. So I'm doing exactly what the scripture says. And so here we go. And it's going to tell you why you're having problems right off the bat. If you want to know why you're having problems, it's because you don't want to listen to what I'm teaching you. And here he goes. He says, a stiff-necked, a man who remains stiff-necked after many rebukes will suddenly be destroyed without a remnant. When the righteous thrive, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people groan. A man who loves wisdom brings joy to his father, but a companion of prostitutes squanders his wealth. By justice, a king gives it, but one who is greedy for a bribe tears it down. Whoever flatters his neighbor is spreading the net for his feet. An evil man is snared by his own sin, but a righteous one can sing and be glad. The righteous care about the justice for the poor, but the wicked have no such concerns. Mockers stir up a city, but wise men turn away anger. If a wise man goes to court with a fool, the fool rages and scoffs, and there is no peace. Bloodthirsty men hate a man of integrity and seek to kill the upright. A fool gives full vent to his anger, but a wise man keeps himself under control. If a ruler listens to lies, an official becomes wicked. The poor man and the oppressed have this in common: the Lord gave sight to the eyes of both. If a king judges the poor with fairness, his throne will always be secure. The rod of correction imparts wisdom, but a child left to himself disgraces his mother. When the wicked thrive, so does sin, but the righteous will see their downfall. Discipline your son, and he will give you peace. He will bring delight to your soul. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. But blessed is he who keeps the law. A servant cannot be corrected by mere words. Though he understands, he will not respond. Do you see a man who speaks in haste? There's more hope for a fool than for him. If a man pampers his servant from youth, he will bring grief in the end. An angry man stirs up dissension. A hot-tempered one commits many sins. A man's pride brings him low, but a man of lowly spirit gains honor. The accomplice of a thief is his own enemy. He put under oath and dare not testify. Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. Many seek an audience with a ruler, but it is from the Lord that man gets justice. The righteous detest the dishonest. The wicked detest the upright. Do you see how he lays all this out for you today? You see how Peter and Timothy and all this and Philippians here? When you learn to partnership with one another in the righteousness of this principle, like God has given us, and you understand truly what partnership is, you will see the importance of your giving to one another. You see, I partnered with God many years ago when I was 19, but I didn't know how to operate in it. But now, over all these years, I'm 58 years old, I'll be 59 this year. But in the last 10 years, because I was calling out, where is your soundness? I mean, I've listened to everything out here, and I've experienced everything that these men are doing, and women, but I've not found peace. I have not found soundness, as your scripture says. And so he said to me, he said, listen, go over here to the book of Proverbs. And it's going to be so simple but so difficult, because you're going to have to break your traditions of all the stinking teaching and that you've had over the years. And give it back to me every day. That's what he said, give it back to me. He said, it's my spiritual calendar. It's the only true calendar that you'll follow. Because it's my word coming back to me. And so when I first started, I didn't see very much moving, but the more I stayed there, boy, by the end of the first year, man, things were rolling, things were moving, and I was like, wow, now I understood what partnership was with him. But in the past 10 years, things have changed in every aspect of my life. And everyone that partners up with this ministry, because you're going to hear it every day. You see, the word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It never changes. That's why you're going to hear it. It is the door that opens up into your mansion with these 66 rooms. It is the door that opens up everything you need for your household and family. And it's awesome when you learn the partnership with this ministry. So remember, there's 1,000 people out that will give $50 a month to help us spread this gospel. $50 a month, 1,000 people. And I thank you for those that have said, yes, I will. So go to the website, bafci.org, 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 and we thank you for being our partners, because we're partnering with you, and you'll know that every morning as I read this word out, it comes to you. God bless you.